Hello, good morning. This is Hilda, your Hilda. Hilda is a storyteller and a podcaster. Happy 2024. Happy New Year. I hope this year brings at least most of the things that it is that you desire in your heart. The topic for today is knowing what you really want. Some of us, or many of us, believe that we have everything we want set out and we do know what we want. But do we really know what we want? I have met a few friends up who said, perhaps, I'll just give you a few examples. Oh, I want to get married, and yes, I'd like perhaps two or three children here and there, and I'd like to have a big house, have a few cars between us, be able to travel, and you know, those are the generic things that everybody wants, even though at the end of the day, not everybody will be rich or comfortable. So when we bring it to the atoms, when we break it down a little bit, if you take the time to, let's say, x-ray what it is that you want, you may find that it is not, at the end of the day, it's not really what you want. Let's take an example of your relationship. Most of the time we find that we kind of bend ourselves into the shape of the relationship or into the shape that our partner or spouse wants, forgetting that we have a right to blossom like a plant. A plant that has enough light, water and the right conditions will thrive, whether it is in Africa or in Europe or anywhere in the world. I think that is the sense in which we should look at ourselves, we should treat ourselves. In the process of wanting something, is it really in tandem with your innermost desires? We may want something because society says we should want it because of our age, or because of our sex, or because of our position. But does it really resonate with who we are? I think we need to ask those kind of questions when we make New Year resolutions, and we want, perhaps as an example, we want to go to the gym every day, Monday to Sunday. We want to eat raw vegetables and cut out meat and chicken. Inside of us, when we make some of these resolutions, inside of us, we know that we'll not be able to follow through. But we just want to join the bandwagon of people that seem to have lofty ideals or lofty goals or what lofty resolutions. So what my advice will be, take some time out with yourself. It could be a day or two. If for one reason or the other you cannot leave your home, then take time off in your home, like a staycation. Do all the chores you need to do and take care of the children. And just let everybody know that you need time to yourself. You could find a corner. It could be if you have a study, or it could even be the children's room. It could be a few hours off during the day. You can just put them out of their room so that your system, your brain and your body knows that it is not in a familiar place, so to speak. When I mean familiar, it's not in your bedroom. And then do some deep thinking about what you really want to achieve. Now, some people would say it's a rather pessimistic approach to accept that you may not be able to achieve some goals. Not necessarily. I'm just trying to be realistic. Now, there's a difference between what you seek to achieve and what you know you can achieve. Now, the in-between is that you can get trained so that the variance between what your ability and the thing you set out to desire, so that the variance will be less or zeroed. So you can get training, you can do courses, you can even get a mentor to help put you in the right frame of mind and to give you the get up and go to be able to achieve your goals. Now, if we really want to move forward, if one of our goals is to have a better relationship with our other person, our other half, spouse or partner, it's not even a one person job. But in every relationship, good or bad, we one person, both people contribute to the goodness or the badness of the relationship, either in terms of one person being docile and receptive to the bad treatment, or both of them contributing to the bad behavior, so to speak. So make up your mind about how you want this relationship to go. What really resonates with you? Are you still in that relationship because you fear that if you let this girl go or this man go, you might never get somebody as good? What I mean as good in terms of this person ticking some level of boxes for you. You may not tick most of your boxes, but some, in the sense that she's presentable or he's presentable, has a good family background. But in terms of the things that really matter, they may not be ticking your box. But because of all the trouble you feel you might encounter in going to look for another partner, you stay put. When I think sometimes about a philosophize about creation and the reason that we're here, it always amazes me just how individual we all are, in the sense that when you were birthed alone, and even if you're a twin, one of you came out first individually, as in one after the other. When you're older, you're older by yourself. When you are young, you're young by yourself. And if we realize just how individual we are, it will help us to do things that will bring that individual inside of you to the fore, and to think less of how much you should succumb to that other person's expectations. Don't get me wrong. What I mean to say is, if being with the other person or doing what the other person wants you to do or to attain the goals of the other person for you will hurt the goals that are inside the deep of you, then you should pull back. Because at the end of the day, it's not about what that person basically wants you to achieve or who they want you to be. It's about you meeting, fulfilling the purpose of yourself. It is about you at the end of the day looking at where you started off, what it is that you desire inside. I mean, the real desires and the real goals, not the ones you think you should have because of where you are at a certain point in time. Then if there is a wide margin, then you know that you haven't done well and you have to go back to the drawing board and start again. And you can keep starting again, not necessarily at the beginning of the year. If you look at what it is you set out to achieve, whether it's a relationship goal, whether it's a marriage goal, whether it's a parenting goal, whether it's a business goal, if you look at where it is you are and what it is you want to do, if there's such a wide gap, start again by all means.